You know something, Batman?
What's that, Robin?
She looks very pretty when she's asleep.
I thought you might eventually notice that. That single statement indicates to me the first oncoming thrust of manhood, old chum.
Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, his young friends, Jimmy Olsen and Dick Grayson, whom we know is really the famous Robin, are alarmed over the sudden disappearance of their companion, Lois Lane. Hunted by the police for shooting a federal agent, Dixie Lamar, member of a criminal gang, was hiding out in Playland, a Metropolis amusement park, with Dr. Bly, the leader of the gang. Seeing a photograph of Lois Lane in the Daily Planet and discovering that Lois was an almost perfect double for Dixie, Dr. Bly conceived the scheme of pinning the murder on Lois. Posing as a press agent, he invited the girl reporter to be guest of honor at the amusement park that night. And when Lois arrived with Jimmy Olsen and Dick Grayson, who was really Robin, Batman's young companion, the three were given a ride on the River of Horrors. But as their boat glided through a dark tunnel, a luminous skeleton rose from the darkness and seized Lois. As we join them now, Jimmy and Dick are unable to stop the boat, which is without oars and is being carried along by a slow current. Listen.
Oh, my gosh, Dick. What do we do?
We've got to get help, Jim, and come back and find her.
Get help where? How? We're in a dark tunnel. I can't see a thing.
We're coming to the end of the tunnel. See, just ahead.
Huh? Where? Oh, yeah. Leaping lizards do something. Make this boat go faster.
We can't. There are no oars or anything. Don't lose your head, Jim. We'll be out in a minute.
Don't lose my head. Miss Lane is gone. That skeleton got her.
I don't understand it. Here, we're coming to the end of the tunnel. Oh,
sit down. You'll tip us over.
No, I won't. See, there are rocks lining the river outside the tunnel. If we can grab hold of them and pull the boat over, we can climb out and not have to drift all the way back to the end.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Now, try to grab the rock.
All right.
Be careful, old thing. Watch it.
Yep.
Put out, Jim.
Boy, it's a good thing that rock was there. I'd have gone into the drink.
I'll say. Okay, we can get out now. Come on.
All right. I'm with you. Oh, golly. Poor Miss Lane.
Now, don't worry. We'll find her.
But where is she? Jeepers, that skeleton.
Here's the midway. Jump down, Jim. It's only a few feet.
Okay. Now, which way?
This way, back to the entrance. Well, at least one good thing. I didn't bust my sundial wristwatch.
Oh, is that what that thing on your wrist is?
Yeah, tells time by the sun.
Hey, that's swell. Well, where'd you get it?
Batman gave it to me.
Who?
Now, you two. Hold on.
Oh, wait, Dick. It's a cop.
A cop, am I? Look at here, you two spalpeens. What do you mean, climbing up in them rocks?
Gee, officer, you got here just in time.
No, but I did.
A young lady,
Miss Lane,
disappeared in the tunnel.
A skeleton grabbed her.
And then it disappeared, too. Come on, officer.
Here, you've got to find her.
Wait a minute. Let go of me sleeves. Now, there's big signs saying to keep off them rocks. Can't you read?
Sure, but
a skeleton got Miss Lane in the tunnel on the River of Horrors.
You've got to help us find her. Come on.
So a skeleton got someone, did he? Now, what kind of malarkey are you trying to give me?
It's true. You see, we were in a boat with Miss Lane. And when we got into the tunnel, a skeleton jumped out of the darkness and grabbed her.
And then they both disappeared.
Is that so now? Sure, and I ought to run you both in. First for climbing on the rocks and then for telling a whopper like that.
But it's true, I tell you. The skeleton still got her. Don't just stand there.
Don't be after telling me what to do.
We'll do something.
Come on back to the entrance of the River of Horrors with us. We'll get another boat and go after Miss Lane.
Where we'll go is...
Come on.
To Joe Hansen, who owns the River of Horrors concession. I don't believe you, Mike. But we'll find out what this nonsense is all about.
I only wish it was nonsense.
So do I.
Hey, Joe. Joe Hansen.
Hello, Riley.
I understand them wooden skeletons of yours have been getting into mischief.
Oh, sure.
That fellow saw us getting the boat.
Yeah. I remember him. Listen, mister.
These two kids want me to pinch one of your skeletons for kidnapping, Joe.
That's a good joke.
It's no joke.
It sure isn't.
They say they was taking a ride in one of your boats, with somebody.
Miss Lane, Lois Lane.
And when they got into the tunnel, one of them skeletons grabbed her and took her away.
That's right, just a few minutes ago.
Please help us find her, mister, please.
What kind of a gag is this?
It's true. The skeleton got Miss Lane.
How could a wood and paper skeleton grab anybody? Are you nuts?
No. Honest, you see...
I don't like these kind of jokes. They're bad for business. Go on, beat it.
No, wait.
You gotta listen.
I don't have to listen to crazy stuff like that. Get them out of here, Riley. They're bad for business.
You say they didn't take a ride in one of your boats, Joe.
No, they didn't take a ride tonight. I would have remembered them if they did.
You hear that? Now, come on, beat it, you kid.
No, wait. You must remember us. We got into the boat less than 5 minutes ago.
You were there when we got in the boat.
I see you didn't ride in one of my boats tonight. You say you did. Where's your ticket stub? Anybody rides in my boats, they keep the stubs and give them back to me when they finish the ride. Where's your stubs?
Oh, we didn't have any tickets. Don't you remember? Mr. Hemingway brought us here and said to you that our ride was on the house.
And you said okay.
Is that right, Joe?
I don't give rides for nothing. And I never heard of any Mr. Hemingway either.
Well, you did too. You know him. He's the press agent here.
The press agent of the whole amusement park.
Now, I know you kids are nuts. There's no Mr. Hemingway, the press agent of Playland.
Just a minute, Joe. What did this Mr. Hemingway look like, boys?
Well, he's a pretty old man. He's got a deep voice.
And white hair, and he wears dark glasses.
Okay, I've heard enough. The press agent of Playland was named Harry Spencer, and he's a young fella.
But I tell you...
And he ain't got a deep voice either. Now, I ought to run you kids in for this. But I'm going to close my eyes and count to three.
Well, listen.
By the time I finish counting, you'd better be where I can't see you or I will run you in.
Well, listen, please. You've got to believe
I'm going to start counting. One.
You don't believe us. What are we going to do, Dick?
You kids better beat it, that's what.
Two.
I know what I'm going to do. Come on, Jim.
Where?
I'm going to call back somebody who will find this lane for us.
Mr. Kent, I'll call him. Come on. I see some phone booths behind that lighthouse.
They gone, Joe.
Yeah, crazy kids.
Ah, boys will be boys. There's no harm done with a bit of a joke now. I think I put the fear of the law in the young devils, but I'll be back in a short while to make sure they ain't bothering you no more. So long.
So long, Riley, and much obliged.
So,
Dr. Bly. I
told you not to mention my name.
You kind of scared me sneaking up like that. Good thing you took off your white wig and dark glasses before the cops spotted you.
Never mind that.
What did you do with the girl, Miss Lane?
No names, I said. She's in a safe place. What happened to the two boys who were with her? The boat was empty when it came back through the tunnel.
I know. They climbed out over the rocks when they got out of the tunnel, and they got a cop.
Cop?
Yeah, Riley, the one who just left here. I stalled him off, all right. He thinks the kids were joking.
You fool. You shouldn't let them get away.
Well, what could I do? They came back here with Riley.
Oh, you fool. You stupid fool. If they get away, they'll spoil everything.
Well, what could I do, Doctor?
Shut up. Which way did they go? Quick.
Over to those phone booths behind the hot dog stand. They were going to call a Mr. Kent and somebody named Bat. They started over just before you showed up.
Good. May not be too late then. Now remember, you never saw the girl. Those two boys didn't ride in your boat. Swiftly, Dr. Bly turns and hurries through the gay crowds to the telephone booths where Jimmy and Dick are excitedly calling Clark Kent and Batman for aid. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But first, here is your announcer.
Hey there, Pep Gang. Are you getting your complete sets of Kellogg's Pep insignia and warplane buttons in shape? I mean the new second series of 22 buttons. Boy, they're real beauties in four sparkling colors of red, blue, black, and yellow against a pure white background. And you know, it's a good idea to swap them and get the ones you need to fill out the series. For example, suppose you have an extra insignia of the 17th Bombardment Squadron. That's the comical-looking pilot with goggles leaning on an upended bomb. But you need the 56th Bombardment Squadron button. And suppose your pal has an extra one of those. Then the thing to do is to trade with him fast. That way you both get the buttons you're looking for. And what a thrill you'll get when you can show the rest of the gang that you have the whole second series. But remember, gang, you can't buy these buttons anywhere. No, sir, they come only in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So ask Mom to see that there's plenty of Kellogg's Pep at your house. Inside, you'll find your prize, an Air Squadron insignia or warping button. There's a button in every package. It's a prize for you from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. And gang, There's just one more thing. It's very important for you to tune in Monday at this same time for some big news. I'll have about a wonderful new Kellogg's Pep prize. Something you'll all go wild about. The thing you've all been waiting for. Don't forget now, boys and girls, get in on the big Superman news Monday.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. It is 15 minutes since Jimmy Olsen telephoned Clark Kent from Playland. At once, Kent streaks to the amusement park as Superman. And now, having secretly assumed his guise of the mild-mannered reporter, he is pacing restlessly up and down before the ticket booth of the River of Horrors.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and get your tickets for the thrill of a lifetime.
Jim said he'd meet me right here.
A most sensational, electrifying ride on the River of Horrors.
I don't see him anywhere.
It'll make you laugh.
Not Dick Grayson either.
It's a killer, killer, spine chiller, and it only costs a dime, the tenth part of a dollar. Step up, folks. Step up and get your tickets. Step up before they're all gone.
Oh, pardon me.
If you want a ticket, mister, get it at the booth.
No, it isn't that. Have you been around here long? Tonight, I mean.
Sure, all night. I own this concession. Why?
Well, I was supposed to meet a young fellow here. Two of them, in fact. Jim Olsen and Dick Grayson. I wonder if
you've never heard of them. Move along now. Can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, wait a minute. This is important. This one chap, Jim, said something serious happened. He's 16. He's thin, freckled.
Don't know him, I said. All right, folks. Here's an empty boat right over here. One in a Z and one at a time. Don't crowd.
I don't understand this. Jim said he and Dick would wait right here. I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
Folks, and get your tickets before they're all gone. Only one dime. The killer, diller, thriller...
Minute by minute, his fears rising, Clark Kent waits mainly for Jimmy Olsen. What has happened to the boy reporter and to Dick Grayson, who is in reality Robin, Batman's young companion? And where is Lois Lane? Don't miss Monday's episode, fellows and girls, when the famous Batman joins forces with Superman in a thrilling search for their friends. Tune in, same time, same station for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station. By the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.